I was supposed to tell this story about how Kane had this girlfriend that he killed in a car crash. And it was just insane. And it ends up, I'm at a funeral home with a dummy in a coffin.
Oh, my God.
With Kane's mask on, pretending I'm Kane. I'm on top of the coffin having mock sex with this mannequin.
Oh, my God, no. And Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. And Vince is yelling at me, God damn it, do it harder, make more noise and stuff. It's got to be over the top.
I really did. I screwed your brains out.
Tell me exactly what you thought of the Tony Khan angle on Dynamite when it happened, and now that you've had a few days to reflect on it, what you think of Tony Khan being murderously punished by those young bucks as well as Jack Perry, who I think we've completely shedded. I think we're done with the Jungle nickname, right? There's no more Jungle to that guy.
I've not heard that the Jungle mentioned, no.
Jungle was a babyface. Jungle was a guy you could trust. Jungle was a guy you wanted to give a high five to. This guy, this asshole, is just Jack Perry.
This is just Jack Perry, yeah. No Jungle involved in this one. Oh, I don't know, man. I think I'm kind of along the lines with about everybody else. I thought it was a little cheesy. He tried to carry over the AEW to get some I don't know, clout's the right word, but to try to get some notice, people to notice him in the draft kind of thing, you know. I just don't think it went over well, especially when he went in, when he was doing that interview. I forgot who it was with, and they were like the people there on the panel were like laughing at him really more than laughing with him, you know.
you get the idea that that's the deal, is he doesn't know people are laughing at him, and they think they're laughing with him, right? He's like,
yeah, man. Exactly.
Shit was gold, Jerry. Gold.
that's what he was saying. That's exactly what he was saying.
I got like, well, also his Saddam Hussein looking ass dad comes in the ring like,
he does look like Saddam Hussein, man.
They got him in the draft. His dad sitting behind him, and you can just see the other owners like going, "Yeah, I get it. My kid does weird shit too. Good job there, Shad. Way to hang in there with your boy."
He's like shrugging his shoulders, like, "Yeah, I don't know what to do with him. But I don't."
He's just sitting. He's got the neck brace on, and he's just looking around like he's never like he just swerves his neck around, swivels it around like everything's cool. Drinks a little coffee. He's like, it's not, he's not selling any pain at all. He's not like, you know, he should really try to pop some pills or something like every couple of minutes, and then take a pill and just like chug down something to wash it down or something like that, right?
Something. I don't, yeah.
It's not, I mean, I think everybody is stealing my ideas now. I really feel like everyone is stealing my ideas because you got, in WWE, clearly they're putting together the Samoan, they've already put together the Samoan heel faction, which was my thing like 6 years ago.
A long time ago.
It's a heel faction. The only thing that they haven't done, they make Naomi a part of it. Naomi should be a part of it. She should turn
it. It's probably coming.
And I said for a long time, like, Tony should like form a faction and start smacking around the Young Bucks for fucking up his promotion. And now he's going to be, I'll give them this much credit. The intriguing part of this is when Max comes back, it's going to be the whose side is he on? It's like, and then Tony can be like, I need you to save the promotion. And then Max is going to have a decision to make. Do I go with the Buckaroos or do I go with Tony Khan? To me, that there's some money in that. I'll give them credit for that.
Maybe. I could see something like that. News on MJF, though, now that you mentioned that, I don't know if you saw, but not looking good for any time soon for on his return, apparently.
Yikes. Hate to hear that. I know Kenneth Michael Omega is scheduled for Wednesday on the Dynamito.
Yeah. I'm assuming that's just a how's everything going kind of thing, maybe setting up something for whenever he comes back. You know, I don't know.
Kenneth Michael Omega comes back, says, I've got three more Japanese girls I want to have sex with, and then I'll be right back. And then, like, I've got to do some video game shit, and then I'll be right back.
Hey, did you guys see that Xia Li was released? That's his first words right out of his mouth.
Hang on. Somebody give me her numbers. Can I slide into those DMs right quick? Hang on.
Xia Li WWE _. That's what it is.
What did you think about that deal when they were interviewing Tony Khan and he called WWE the Harvey Weinstein of wrestling? Did you see that?
you know, that really should have been called out more than it was. I know some people kind of gave him some crap for it, but it's just, I don't know, just not good timing with that.
It's just weird. It's just like, how does that score you points? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
They're bad. We're good. Okay. All right. Got it.
So I'll see the thing. That's the Harvey Weinstein thing. Is he talking? And I don't mean to overthink this, but is he referring to the whole Vince McMahon thing, or is he just talking about? Okay. Okay. Yeah,
that's what he's doing.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure.
For people who are not like following it that closely, then people would then Google and go, oh yeah, well, okay, that's kind of true. And you know,
well, I mean, yeah, it is, but I mean,
it's always like, you know, I just, you don't get Pepsi out there going, yeah, Coke sucks. I mean, they probably say it around the office.
Right.
But you just kind of let it happen. And then in public it happens. And then, you know, they do what they do. And I don't think there's a lot of money in this angle. It's funny when if you saw the replay again, the cameraman blows it because Tony he's squeezing. I don't know if it was Matt or Nick's ass. He's got him upside down. He's holding on like it's the last M&M. He's just fucking holding on for dear life for that thing. And then it took everybody 55 minutes to get to the ring. Like, oh my God, the boss has been like, if the guy who writes the checks gets beat up, you usually make a beeline. You're usually going to be there way quicker than that.
You know, but if CM Punk looks at you wrong, you have security, you know, jumping down his throat in 2 seconds.
Then apparently Shad was back there hanging out with Uday and Kuse and couldn't make it to the ring in time and eventually made his way down. I'm sorry, but Shad is without question a great businessman. I would never say that he's not a great, that bumper thing that he came up with. Holy shit. Nobody ever thought of it before and he did it and he was the bumper king and he should always be given all the credit, but he looks so lost in that draft room. Like, I don't have anything. People think that like Biden looks like he's old and out of touch. Shad Khan looks like a walking silver alert back there. I'm not sure. Has anybody got, where's the coffee? Is there Danish? Do we have Danish? I'm not sure if there's, we got the cheese. I can't do cheese. Can we just do the raspberry Danish? Cause I'm lactose. I got a little thing going. I can't do maybe raspberry.
Why are we here again? What is going on?
Oh shit. Yeah. Oh, we're picking players for us to go to our shitty franchise, which is now, which had a real good thing going on a couple of years ago, but now it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Hey, Sarah.
The Houston Texans are like kicking your ass in that division. Weird.
Gosh.
Well, got a good quarterback and they got some good players and they have, oh, let me see. The shittiest stadium in the National Football League possibly right now, besides the one that Washington currently plays in.
Okay.
With that caveat, I'll give you that one. And maybe tied with Soldier Field. Maybe tied with Soldier Field.
Well, at least Soldier Field has some character.
It does have some character and some history, and they're doing stuff with it.
Yes.
Yeah, they're doing things and they're making moves and all this other shit. I don't know. I thought it was, I'll see. I'll give them, you know, some space. It was record low ratings for them. Worst ratings they had in about 3.5 years on now, the old Dino Vito.
Despite everything that we've been saying about them negatively over the last however long, that, you know, that surprised me a little bit. I'm not saying I'm surprised that the ratings were low in general. I'm surprised that they were that low with Jack Perry coming back. I figured that would string along, you know, some of the AEW heads.
Yeah. Plus I don't think the NBA playoff competition that night was like so stellar that like, oh, I gotta, these are first round matchups anyway.
Right.
So I don't, yeah, I think if you get, and I think what you're saying is basically true. So that means that a lot of their core fans were like, I'm not in, I'm not all in, I'm all out.
All out. I'm all out on this all in.
Which brings us to our friend Chris and Chris Jericho. And I'll, before I get the caveat to Chris Jericho, I'll say that when I say these things about AEW, God almighty, let me just say that I hate agreeing with Eric Bischoff. more than anything in the world. I rarely, it's so hard to be on the same side of something with Eric Bischoff. But when I find myself, yeah, he's right. Yeah, Tony's fucking it up. Yeah, that's not good business. No, they shouldn't have shown that video. No, it didn't help them out at all. No, they're not going to make any money. I mean, and you're like, and then Tony goes, well, they're probably going to be down to about 600,000 by the middle of May. And I think, goddamn, if he wasn't a couple weeks early, you know? On that one. It's like, oh, shit. This watch is really, it's riding more than twice a day right now. This stopwatch.
How about that?
It's crazy.
Well, the thing about it too is, and you may know different or have seen different, but out of everything that I've scanned over the internet, I have yet to find one person who is singing the praises of showing that video, like the benefits of it. I've not seen one person say that. I've seen some people, get mad at people, the AEW, diehards. I see them like jumping in on top of people online and stuff, just with a shot at CM Punk kind of thing, but they don't have any good reasoning for them showing it or anything. They're just mad because people are right.
It feels like almost their Katie Vick moment. Not that it's universally hated or anything like that, but it's like, God, can we just get past this and never mention it again? That's kind of what it feels like for this shit. It's like, this is something the owner wanted to do, had to do. Let him just get his rocks off for a moment, and God, please let us just get past it. And that's what the Katie Vick angle in the piece was. It was like, Vince was hellbound on doing this. This was going to supposedly piss off the Liberty University, Bob Jones University, right-wing folks, and get them to write letters and shit like that. And it didn't. It just pissed people off and made them think, God, this is awful. Why did you do this?
And that's the kind of stuff that happens. Like when people walk in the room, when you're watching wrestling going, that never watch wrestling,
always.
Let me see what you're watching here, buddy.
Why do you watch this shit still? I gave up on this shit when I was like 15, and you're like, well, I'm still watching this. It's pretty good. And then they walk in the room, and yeah, it's definitely
exactly.
Like
exactly.
The guy's humping the person in the casket.
Okay, about what I said earlier.
This isn't, I can't, never mind. Fuck it.
Just can't win.
Chris Jericho is hated by the AEW audience right now.
That is predominantly, I don't know. I think it's go away heat.
As I said, Cornette, he goes, there's no way to make money off of please retire as a chant. You can't really, unless you like, if you really lean into this. Now, again, there is a way to make money with it. If you really lean into this and go, hey, we're going to have a Chris Jericho, like the Ric Flair angle. Next time you lose, you got to retire. You're done. And then you go and you actually have somebody who you think is going to retire him. You could make money on that. But otherwise, that audience is so done with him right now. They are so done with that guy right now.
And it seems like the more they show their disdain for him, the more they want, the more AEW puts him on air. It's like they're doing it on purpose, just despite everything.
Which kind of sounds like something that, let me think, what was the guy's name? Vince McMahon used to do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you hate it? Here's more! Ah! If Vince got wind that his audience hated something, that's all you would see for week after week after week. That's what you would do. You don't like it? You're going to get a lot of it. A lot of it!
Lars Sullivan, get in here.
God damn it. Except for poor Mike Adamley. That he had to cut ties with pretty quickly. He had to say goodbye to that fairly quickly. But
well,
where do you think it all went wrong with Chris Jericho and this audience? Because they were into him.
I was wondering that. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's an online thing that kind of grew a life of its own. With him and his wife and I don't know, man. I don't know where the point was exactly where the audience like completely turned on it, but it seemed to coincide with all the online stuff that was going on with him. So I'm guessing it kind of originated from that.
there's a lot of stuff that kind of went downhill after the brawl out thing with CM Punk. And then that became reignited with the Wembley stuff. And then I think the Bucks became hated for a while because of their role in it. And I think Jack became hated for a while because of his role in it. And by the way, if you were watching tonight on the Rampage, Chuck Taylor, Trent Beretta, they slammed, you know, through the windshield of a car, and I went, oh, here we go again. Here we fucking go again. But both of those guys are too professional to go, ha, real glass, cry me a river.
See, oh, well, they were, but AEW's social media team wasn't. They put a little snarky comment up about
I'm telling you,
I'm going to find it right now.
Just never let it go. Like, everybody wants to blame this. Everybody wants to fucking blame this on CM Punk. Who really has been the ones that won't let it go?
Exactly.
Who have been the ones who really have been the ones that won't let it go? It's like people have been talking about Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers' comments and stuff like that. He's the one that keeps bringing up the shit about Dr. Fauci and the lockdown and all of this shit. Nobody keeps bringing it up. We're all past it. He wants to relitigate this shit all over again. You got it? You got the tweet?
Yeah, I'm going to let you read it. I'm going to put it up. I'll let you. Can you see it?
You know. It's barely, I can't really see it that well.
Damn, you this
know,
HD.
Dot, dot, dot.
Okay, I'll just read it. It's from AEW on TV, okay, on Twitter, on X. It says, you know, the one time we splurge on a rental, and it's got Beretta going into the...
Why is this necessary? Why is this necessary? How does this help us? How does this make us money? And that's not even... By the way, that's not Trent Beretta and Chuck Taylor's fault. I think those guys are way too professional to do shit like that. I think that's those little smart asses that are like, hey, this would be good. Watch this. We'll get CM Punk again. And he's just not taking a bait, you guys.
Yeah.
The elephant doesn't hunt flies. It just doesn't happen.
Well, I think...
But you guys...
They're going to end up poking the bear once too often, and WWE is going to flex in some way.
At some point, but it's like, again, why? If you guys, you're at 600,000, do I hear five? Because that's your next stop. If you want to go there, this is the way to do it. You are on the road to 500,000 viewers. If that's what you would like to do, then you're well on your way to doing that. Since he left the company, what CM Punk did was he did one interview with Ariel Helwani where he told the truth, and the video backed up exactly what he said. And that just, as we say in the South, that just flew all over them. They just could not handle it, and they have been bitching and crying and moaning and kvetching and just all for weeks and weeks. And it's led them to their lowest ratings in almost 3.5 years. So, again, if you want to continue down this road, you can continue down this road.
Well, it doesn't seem they're wanting to stop anytime soon. That's for certain.
One party seems to have gotten over it. Another party does not seem to have gotten over it.
But they claim they have.
But I don't know about the Jericho stuff, and I don't know what really started the road to hell for him. I think this learning tree shit is so under. I think... What's the other one? Oh, the Jericho Vortex, whatever that is.
Whatever that is.
I don't know. If he's trying to go ahead and crash the plane, get out of AEW and make that last run in WWE so he can go in the Hall of Fame and get his $10,000 or $15,000, whatever they're paying for the Hall of Fame these days, then I guess that's what he's doing. But he does not. He doesn't seem to be in it right now. His mind does not seem to be as attuned to the situation, you know?
Yeah. I don't get it, man. I understand how people are with being little a-holes about stuff and wanting to rebel and do, like we're saying, just do stuff despite the crowd's wishes, you know? And exactly. Sometimes that, you know, I think that I just get that vibe from all this. It's not genuine. It's not a genuine, I don't know, gimmick for him. It just seems like something they made up just to piss people off almost.
Well, that was I remember listening many years ago to a guy who used to write for WWE, and he said it was a time when Vince really was isolated, and it was like Vince doesn't have anybody to fight with anymore. He doesn't have Gewurz to fight with. He doesn't have this guy. He doesn't have this guy. So he fights with the audience. And this would have been probably pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
Before all of that, this is probably like 2017, 2018 when people were like, what is he doing? Why is he like giving us a bunch of shit we don't like? And he just continues to fight with the audience. And it kind of feels like that's what AEW is doing right now. And their core audience hangs in there and is very faithful and loyal to an extent. But then they'll be like, fuck this, I'm out.
I mean, well, you know, you can only take so much, you know. I mean,
I'm like, I'm trying to like you. I'm trying to like your product. I want to like you. There are things, but you, all you keep saying is no, fuck you. I'm going to give you the bad stuff, and you're going to like it.
I know, man. I know it's
there's a new wrinkle in the CM Punk thing. Apparently, somebody inside the company got in touch with Meltzer and said that when Tony made the statement that, Phil never tried to get Scott fired. He never, like, CM Punk never tried to get Colt Cabana fired, that he was lying, and that Colt Cabana specifically did go to Tony Khan and say, I want him fired. There's, like, a source that Meltzer has who now is stepping out of the shadows after, I don't know, CM Punk's been gone from that company for 7 or 8 months now, and he's been with WWE for, like, 5, and all of this shit that supposedly went down was more than 2 years ago, but this guy is saying, and it's funny that no one has ever said that. This is the only time that we've ever heard that.
Tell me what the source said again, exactly.
That CM Punk went to Tony Khan and said, fire Colt Cabana, get him out of here.
Huh.
And that's the only person that's ever said that. No one has been.
I just have a hard time believing that, man.
I do too. I can believe that he went to Tony and said, keep the guy away from me.
Yes. I was going to say the same thing. Yes.
Keep him. And by the way, as a star, he would have the right to do that.
Of course.
I don't want to be with him. You saw that in Punk's interview with Ariel Helwani, he said that Scott approached him one time and said, can we talk? And he said, I'm not going to have a conversation with you without a lawyer present.
I don't blame him, man. Freaking weasel.
I think that sounds like some Hangman Page shit to me, that he was the pussy that went and said, no, when he says he didn't try to get Scott fired, he's lying.
I wouldn't doubt that.
I don't believe it for a second. I don't think Punk would care. He's getting his money. He's doing his thing. He's able to, you know, he got to work with the guys that he got to work with. He got to work with MJF and he got to work with whoever and Darby. And he was, by the way, helping those guys out. he did wonders for those guys. I would say that CM Punk and Sting did so put Darby in a different stratosphere as far as his career.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So, and I've yet to hear a negative word come out of Darby's mouth about CM Punk.
Well, and that's the thing. Punk says he's got several people in that company he's still friends with. They don't want to name names or whatever, but he's still in touch with them and he likes them. And I'm sure that if you express any sort of loyalty towards CM Punk, that's not going to be viewed positively within the company. I'm sure that they're going to shit on you. And, you know, so which is weird because they accuse him of debooking, Colt Cabana. And here they are. If anybody says, yeah, I like CM Punk, he's a good guy, you're probably going to get debooked, like canceled and all that other shit. God,
so childish, man.
it's bananas.
It's just childish.
Oh, man. Are they really replaying? Oh, they're replaying the Heat and the Celtics game. If you'd like to see the Boston Celtics destroy the Miami Heat, they never trailed in the game. And I think they won by 20, and it wasn't even that close. TNT, that's where you want to go right now.
Yeah.
They show it. It's like it was bad enough to watch a shitty game one time, but now we've decided we're going to lengthen the turd.
Hey, fun fact, Caleb Martin went to my high school.
No shit.
Yeah, he went to Davie High School.
I did not know that. That's why
I thought you might have known that.
He and his brother. I was not aware of that. We do need to talk about World Wrestling Entertainment releasing Cameron Grimes, and I hope that's the last time I have to say that name.
Yeah, there is one nice little silver lining to that one.
When was the first time I ever started talking to you about Trevor Lee? Would that have been like 2011 or 2012?
Oh, my gosh.
He's 30 now. Yeah,
it's been at least 10, 12 years ago.
So we've known and watched Trevor Lee since he was 1 or 2 years into the business. I don't know if you can really ever say he was out of the business since his dad was so heavily involved. Matt Hardy told that story of going to the hospital. And Matt was, best friends with Trevor's dad, Tracy. And
I believe Marty Gardner was talking about Trevor when he would come as a little kid to some of the Omega stuff.
Truly, he's been in the business, you could say, really his whole life in one way or the other. I mean, he hasn't made money with it and stuff, but he's always been around and been part of the business. It was very tough to see him crying, knowing that his dream had been taken away from him. I hate that for him. I think he and his girlfriend had been out at the Grand Canyon, and I hope that seeing the Grand Canyon helped lift his spirits a little bit, and I hope it didn't ruin their visit, because everybody should see the Grand Canyon, and nobody has ever come back from the Grand Canyon and gone, gee, that sucked. It really wasn't what they said it was going to be. No, it's...
I saw it from the air.
It's everything. It's amazing. Isn't it amazing, even from the air?
It is amazing. I was going to say it's amazing from the air, so I can imagine what it's like face-to-face with it.
Yeah, it's stunning. I feel really strongly that this is going to be exactly like what happened when Dixie made the mistake of letting AJ go. And then AJ was then not instantly, over a period of a couple of years, he was made more available and aware to millions more fans. I think Trevor is going to do very well in the Indies. He probably is not even being able to handle the bookings that he's getting right now. I guess there's the 90 days or whatever. Which I don't know if you saw that ruling from the Federal Trade Commission. Non-competes are over. It's done.
No, I didn't see that. Yeah. Oh, that's what, about 25 years too late or something?
Yeah, exactly. Where were you when I needed you?
What the hell was this?
You could not be found. We had to deal with that in radio. And it only really reared its ugly head one time when I was asked to leave KZL and I had to wait a year. But I wasn't going to be hired in a year anyway. And it was more than a year after we signed on with the ZTK. So there was nothing they could do about it. But non-competes are over, and they never should have been a thing for these independent contractors anyway.
I know. It's dead. It's absurd is what it is, to be honest.
Trevor Lee is going to be booked everywhere and anywhere. He's going to wrestle some of the best guys you've ever seen. I don't know if he ends up in AEW. I don't know if he ends up in TNA. I don't know if he ends up in New Japan, but I hope he gets to go out there, and I hope he gets to do PWG this year, and I do hope he gets to wrestle in New Japan. Fuck, I hope he goes down to AAA. I hope he does everything, and I hope he's at WrestleCade, and you're going to see unbelievable matches from Trevor Lee, from guys that he has not been able to wrestle. We were just trying to list them off the top of our head, even guys in the Indies right now. Him and Matt Cardona would be a blowout anywhere. I mean, my God, just take my money right now. Him and Speedball Mike Bailey on the Indies right now would be fantastic. Him and Colby Carino right now would just be a banger beyond anything right now. And then when you start looking at this stuff, if you have him in AEW, like Trevor Lee versus Will Ospreay, they could wrestle each other 100 times and people would still want to see the match because it's going to be different every single time and those guys are so good.
Yeah.
I think you're about to see this guy. And he said, this is going to light a fire under me. Trevor's never been a guy that lacks motivation. But, yeah, to see him have a little bit extra in the belly, it's going to be something to see, I think, over the next little bit here.
Oh, yeah. I definitely agree on all that. And two things I think ultimately came out of this for me regarding him getting let go. The first thing was that I don't know if he would be in the situation he was in right before he got let go, if Vince McMahon hadn't been head honcho when he got first brought in, because I think McMahon's idea of what his character should be kind of, I don't know, didn't do him a whole lot of favors. I mean, I think what he did with it, I think what Trevor did with that character,
yeah,
kind of outdid itself in a way, but just the character itself, I don't think it was like, it just didn't quite click for the whole audience, you know? And I don't know what they could have done. I mean, you could have, you know, nitpicked him to death to get him right. But I just don't think that character was just something about that Cameron Grimes character that I just don't think went over. And I think that if it was a Triple H thing, if he came in like now, I think it would have been a different thing, but that's that. So that's one thing. The other thing is, this is kind of a side note really, but it kind of gave me a different outlook on, God dang, I just had a memory lapse. My one podcast memory lapse every week. I can think of somebody's name. What the dude that's the United States champion.
The guy right now?
Yeah. You know, the podcast guy that nobody likes.
Can you be more specific?
The U.S. champion that nobody likes, and he just came. What's his name? He's got a bro. Paul. Freaking.
Oh, Jake Paul.
Jake Paul's brother.
Logan Paul.
Logan, Jesus. I kept wanting to say Lance for some reason. Lance Paul.
Yeah, that's all right.
But Logan Paul, after all that, I actually have a little bit of different view on him. I don't know if you saw, but he said that Trevor said that Logan Paul reached out to him and said some really nice things and also, I don't know. That's just like I said, it's just a little side note from everything, but it just kind of made me have a little different outlook on Logan Paul, even though I can't remember his fucking name. But
yeah, well, we don't, and also we don't know where Matt Hardy's going to be headed. So that might also be part of this whole situation as far as, cause he's going to advocate for Trevor, I think without question.
Well, Matt showed up in TNA.
That's correct. But they said he's not, he hasn't signed a
he hasn't signed. Okay. Yet. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's Mr. Delete again, but they're just saying it's like a one time or one off or something like that. He still has not. Yeah. He's not signed any kind of contract or anything like that. Gotcha. And apparently Jeff's deal is up too.
Yeah.
So we don't know how much an autograph from Jeff Hardy might be at this year's WrestleCade. I don't know. Maybe if it comes down from 100, that'd be great.
Well, I don't know. Anyway. I got to see what market price is these days.
There's a lot of clerks of court that were able to get his autograph for free. It's really. Was that a cheap shot?
Too soon, man.
Cheating somebody? Cry me a river!
Oh. Yeah. Scapegoat.
I'm the scapegoat! Yeah, Trevor Lee's going to be... I this is going to be reminiscent of what happened with AJ after Dixie fucked up and let him leave TNA, and he started going out there and just killing it. I mean, God, what?
I mean, he was headlining the pay-per-view at WWE this next weekend.
Backlash.
For the world title. So yeah.
Well, if you think, I mean, the New Japan product had already been hot, and then he came in and made it like super even hotter. And those were some interesting days. I saw AJ at an indie show. I think it was one of those Tracy promoted shows, and it was at Ziggy's in Winston. And it was within like 2 weeks, maybe, of when AJ had left. Mm-hmm. And people were very excited. There was a lot of excitement about it. If you're a fan of professional wrestling, and you like especially going to the indie shows and stuff like we do. The Trevor Lee summer is going to be amazing. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's going to be something to behold, and you better be ready for it, because he's going to show you some shit you ain't never seen before.
I'm telling you. I mean, he looks good on TV, but when you see him live, it's a little different. Trust me. Trust both of us.
Oh, he's the man. I don't know what really drew me to him first, but I think it was maybe his facials and the way that he sold. I thought was just fucking amazing.
It wasn't his hairy chest
and his teeny weeny bikini briefs that he got. Yeah, he's going to tear some shit up. It's going to be pretty amazing.
Yeah.
How did Rey Mysterio not know that was Carlito attacking him, Brian?
I don't know. Maybe he's just getting too old. He doesn't pick up on things like in the old days.
Hey, it was a fairly big Puerto Rican guy with an afro, and he's throwing me into the wall. Who could it be? I wonder who that is.
Huh. Oh, by the way, we didn't call that one.
Jesus Christ. Well, I mean, it was they're doing stuff now that makes sense. And it made sense for Jack Perry to interfere in that match on Sunday and give the Buckaroos the title. It made sense to do that. And I called that one too, but I think anyone could have, because that's how you should book. It's like, okay, you teased this a little, I caught it, and then you paid off on it. That's how things should work.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I can't argue with you.
Let's see. I'm going to look at the headlines from Wrestling Observer. They say that they provided a storyline update on Tony Khan's injury here.
I hope he's doing all right.
During Collision. I hope he's all right as well. Because he's moving the thing around like there's nothing, no problem at all. Oh, it's like he's an owl just looking around. Ooh, pile drove me. During Collision, Tony Schiavone and Anthony suffered. You like that one?
Oh yes.
TK had suffered. You know what would have been even funnier? If when he hits the ground on impact, white powder just goes flying out of him. Now, if you want to sell me, if you want to take my money, Tony Khan.
Oh man.
That would have been the funniest shit ever. Oh, shit. Oh, no.
And then as soon as it happened, I'd like have two little lackeys run down to the ring with brooms. Like, get this out of here. All panicky, trying to sweep it out.
You get Jack in there, and he puts his face in the mat. And he goes, it's real cocaine. Cry me a river.
Oh, man.
And then they could, like, Tony Khan's nickname inside the promotion could be the Ghost or something like that. That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah.
There comes the Ghost. Do you think he's going to, like, get his merry men to go and take revenge on the Buckaroos and Jack and Okada? God, I feel so bad. Okada's caught up in this shit.
I don't get it, man. I don't know why he's in that little.
He's like the Finn Balor of that group. Like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, he is, man.
That makes sense. Oh, one of these things is not like the others. They should make him, like, in order for Okada to be, like, part of the group and fit in with the Bucks, he should get one of his, like, elementary school friends a job at AEW. And they'll be like, oh, he's totally in the culture now. We got it now. Or, Okada, do you have a wife who can handle our merchandise? Then he'll be a true AEWite.
Yes. That is the telltale sign.
He'll truly be all elite. During Collision, Schiavone announced that Khan had suffered multiple head and neck injuries following the Elite's attack on Wednesday, but he would still be able to continue his cocaine use. No, it didn't say, I'm sorry, I'm reading this incorrectly. He would continue to run the show remotely in Jacksonville. Whew.
God, thank God. Oh, I didn't, man, know what I was going to lose some sleep.
I tell you what, I was. Whew. It was also said the doctors had recommended that Khan not travel while recovering from his injury. They also said that his father should pay for what he did to those poor people in Iraq. What?
It's not.
I don't think that's right. Nigel McGuinness brought up the idea that if Khan wasn't able to appear at AEW events, the shows would have to be run by the EVPs, Matthew and Nicholas Jackson. Oh, this is like the Miss America pageant. If he can't fulfill his duties, it goes to the second runner up.
I guess that's how it works.
I don't know. Thank God we have some really good EVPs that don't really have a stake in anything to run things. I'm so happy about that.
Yeah. Works out kind of.
You did hear the good news.
Right.
Drew McIntyre. You did hear the good news about Drew McIntyre, correct?
I don't know. Maybe.
He has signed. Apparently, he has signed the contract. He's good to go.
No, I did not hear that. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Apparently, I think Sean Ross Sapp was confirming, and The Rock had tweeted something or put something on social media about it. It is a multi-year contract. It is big bucks, so they were able to get together. So I'm glad all that worked out.
Well, WWE would have been fools to let him go.
Yeah. I don't know what took so long, honestly, and I don't know if this is like a precursor of how these guys are going to work. And we forgot to mention the Trevor Lee thing, but he did get assurances on the previous SmackDown before he was fired that he would always have a job in the company, which is really the kiss of death. When they tell you you're good to go, then you might as well.
Yeah, it was like a week later. It happened
less than a week. I think it was like 5 days later.
Oh God.
I'm predicting a very long line for him at the WrestleCade. I think he will be quite popular.
Oh yeah. He was popular back when he was, wrestling around here.
Correct. There's been a real thirst for seeing that guy and a real market for it. And now that people are able to say hello, get a picture and all that stuff, they're going to take full advantage of that. Unless, again, he signs with somebody else. But, Tony lets him come to the shows and stuff. He does that. If he signs with TNA, he can come to the shows and stuff. So that's fine.
Yeah, WWE is really the only place that you can't be to come to WrestleCade. So I think I definitely think you'll show up.
Correct. Hang on. I'm going to die for a moment. This guy got pile driven in the ring, and it was a cloud of white stuff, and I inhaled a little of it. Hang on.
Some anthrax.
I have a never ending erection. Okay.
Blue powder.
How much of the draft did you actually see?
I saw it. I couldn't hear it at the time. I was watching it. Yeah.
It was interesting. And then Roman Reigns decided he's going to take himself out of draft consideration, right?
I'm not sure what that means, but yeah, I've never seen anybody do that. I don't know.
And then Tama Tonga and Kevin Owens just started beating the shit out of each other. That was God weird.
Dang. Those two, man, I could watch those two fight all day, man. I really could.
Like Owens goes up to him and goes, I know you've been in the company like a week. You want to just like beat the shit out of each other on TV? Yeah, why not?
Sounds good to me.
Tori Wilson, Michelle McCool, the Dudley Boys, Teddy Long, and JBL all appearing on SmackDown last night. We don't know the cast of stars that might be available for round two on Monday. Don't know on Raw. This is all part of them trying to restructure things a little bit ahead of the contract, which starts next year with Netflix. And then we don't know exactly what's going to happen for those 2 months after September when the contract is over with the USA as far as the Raw on USA, but then SmackDown moves to USA next year as well. So they're trying to get everything divvied up and people over here, and we want certain stars over here, and we want this. So they're trying to get all that stuff kind of set up, I think.
Yeah.
This is what we talked about earlier on SmackDown. They did have some backstage footage showing Carlito as Dragon Lee's mystery attacker. You see, in WWE, they're able to get the footage together way quicker for some reason.
That's because all their audio technicians and visual technicians are professionals. They know what's going on.
It is weird because WWE programming to me looks better. Like the TV shows look better than they ever have. In the post, since Kevin Dunn took a hike, since Bucky Beaver went somewhere and started filing his teeth down or whatever he did.
Yeah.
And then you got this shit that's happening over an AEW where I can totally see, and they just replayed it, Tony Khan clenching onto the Buck's ass so he won't die. it's good shit. There had been an angle the night before WrestleMania 40 where Lee was taken out in a backstage attack. Carlito laid Lee out again last night after the reveal. Carmelo Hayes, Bailey, and Grayson Waller and Austin Theory appearing on the SmackDown Lowdown. And then Carmelo was on SmackDown last night. He made his big roster debut, right?
Yeah. Took on Cody.
Yeah. It was nice. And Cody gave him some offense. They had a really good match, I thought.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, Jacksonville Jaguars first round draft pick Brian Thomas Jr. wishing Tony Khan a speedy recovery from his issue. See, this is like a joke to them. This is like totally like that wrestling shit you got going on. That's pretty funny.
Speedy recovery to you, TK.
I can get some blow in Duval County. No, you don't really. Is there no? that's funny. Adam Copeland was the guest on AEW Unrestricted this week. I assume we're not going to see him for a while because he takes a few weeks off at a time.
I don't know what his deal is.
Asheville Adam. Asheville Adam likes to hang out around Biltmore and go to shops and collect big paychecks and wrestle like once every 6 weeks. That's what Asheville Adam likes to do.
Asheville Adam.
Oh, look at this. NWA wrestler Kerry Morton, the son of Ricky Morton, graduated from college today. I think this is the one that Ricky actually played child support for. Just kidding. Just kidding, Tim.
Used it for that college tuition.
He graduated from King University in Tennessee with degrees in marketing and business law. Have you ever seen Kerry work?
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, we were at the GCW. He was there, right?
GCW, right? Yes. Kerry Morton's gimmick should always be pink polo shirt with the collar popped, sunglasses on the top of his head, maybe wearing a visor. Like, he's that douchebag golf pro, tennis pro guy, the kid in high school that came from, like, he was the dentist or the doctor's son that drove the Beamer to school. He's that. That should be his character. He's that guy.
Yeah. Yes. To me. Ready made, man. It's perfect for him.
I got to see what we're looking at for Backlash. You know, we're only like 8 days away from Backlash.
How about that?
It's a premium live event available on
PLE, as they're known as.
That is a PLE, sir. Let me see. We got this one. Let's go to 2024. Oh, it's the one from France. So it's going to be on like early in the day.
Oh,
that'll be interesting.
Okay.
And it is known as Backlash France. And to have some French culture in, when you challenge one of the guys, he just runs out of the ring and surrenders. It's a joke. See, that's a joke. You can't. It's just, I'm just kidding.
Every participant in the event is provided with a white towel.
I'm sorry. If Belkish, if you made it this far, I'm so sorry. I really am.
Oh, he's laughing. He knows.
I quit. Je suis fini. And he just turns tail and runs. I think that's how French Legionnaires disease started. It's all of a sudden this virus showed up and they went, oh, we surrender. And then all of a sudden a bunch of them died and got, you know, it was really.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's kind of weird. How did they ever colonize? How did those people ever colonize with all their surrendering?
How
did they go? I believe we can take Vietnam. You want to go with me? Yes, Pierre. Let's go. I mean, how did that ever happen?
But you smell so sweet. I want to take you to the Casbah.
I love your cuisine you have here, but look, here are the mother sauces. I will teach them to you. I don't know how they ever colonized, you know?
It is amazing not to say that, yeah.
Oh, look at this. This is a great place on the coast of Africa. Must be ours. And they just, boom, take it over. Like, wait, you're surrendering over here, but you're like colonizing over here. That's weird.
Yeah, spontaneous colonizing. That's what it is.
We got Randall K. Orton and Kevin Owens against the Bloodline, Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga. Now, do you think that they're setting this up correctly with the Bloodline shit, that Solo is just taking liberties and then eventually the Tribal Chief's going to have to come back, run roughshod over him and tell him who's boss, right? That's what we're looking at long term, right?
Yeah, I can almost see what's coming way down the road. That's exactly what's going to happen. And he'll come in and he'll go babyface because they'll attack him and da 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 da. So, yeah. And then it'll be like one Bloodline force against another Bloodline force. And maybe like Jay will be reunited with Roman and Jimmy too, Jay, for that matter, since, you know.
Yeah. Jay and Jimmy need to be together. I feel very strongly Jay and Jimmy need to be together. And they need to take on Solo and Tama Tonga because that match will just go. If they ever got off of their weirdness against tag teams, you could headline a pay-per-view with those two.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You could have the stakes be the control of the Bloodline. Somebody's going to be in this corner, some, you know, whatever. But that is a tag team match that could headline a pay-per-view. And there's a lot of them, but of course this company continues to like, no, if there's two people together, they eventually have to turn against each other. That has to happen. You mad? Like if Bobby Eaton and Stan Lane like turned against each other, it makes no sense, right?
Robert like Ricky, and Ricky, no.
Come on, no, that's ridiculous. Like,
well, I guess that did happen. I guess.
Yeah, and it
Richard,
sucks.
The Richard Morton, Alexandra, York days, Alex, maybe. I think he may have turned on him then. Okay.
Yeah, but it blew. Nobody liked it. Nobody
and it blew.
It was bad. You got your Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane against Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. Golly, do those girls look good together.
Man.
I'm talking about Bianca and Jade. They look, that is freaking money. When you see the two of them together.
They're like the Road Warriors, man. They're like the female Road Warriors.
That is a great observation. That's exactly what they are. And Bianca, who was always an attractive woman, they've done something with her shit and turned it up. And man, those girls are just red freaking hot right now.
Just everything about them, man. Everything about them.
That's the shit that WWE does that nobody else can do.
So, yeah.
And I don't know if they stumbled into it. I don't know if they fucked up. You know, like, I'm going to put this one with this one. Voila. It doesn't always work. But in this case, it's the synergy is obvious from like day one.
You know, well, we're going to do it like you were talking about earlier, where eventually, you know, the partners turn on each other. Somebody turns on somebody. Well, this is setting up. They can make a nice run as tag champions and babyface champions and all until one turns on the other. And then would have that program going on. Oh my God.
That does make sense. And then, I mean, but good luck getting people to boo Jade Cargill. Good luck. If you want to make
either one of them, really.
Good luck. I mean, again, you people know a lot more about wrestling than I ever will, but that is a hell of a task right now. I don't know what you can do. Bayley versus Naomi versus Tiffany Stratton. I still struggle greatly with the hottest woman in pro wrestling right now, because I still think there's just some quality about Mariah May. And this year she has come on so strong. But I know Tiffany Stratton is just unbelievably gorgeous. And then Maxine Dupri, unbelievably gorgeous. If Scarlett Boudreaux would go back to blonde, she's back in my top three.
Yeah.
But those women right there, this tells you how strong it is. And I haven't even mentioned Anna Jay, who I think is also very strong.
She's Jay, like, man. Oh, my God.
This tells you right now how strong it is in wrestling right now, and how hot these women are. She's like fifth on my list. Any other time, she's easily top three.
Oh, just top of the list.
Oh, yeah.
And I could keep on going, too. I mean, you've got some NXT girls that are just gorgeous, and they can work in the ring, and it's just it's great, man. I love seeing it.
There was a brief moment when Anna Jay came out of the ring, and she kind of hit Mariah May, and for a moment they were kind of hugging outside of the ring. And I'm like, oh, this is good.
Yeah, I feel you.
Freeze frame.
But you know what, Anna Jay, talking about her, I think she has improved so much, man.
Leaps and bounds. Leaps and bounds.
Unbelievable.
And again, we ask our eternal question: where is Britt Baker? Where is she? Does anyone know?
And why is she out? Is she injured? Why?
Wait. No one knows. People just disappear. They milk carton the fuck out of people over in AEW. You just don't hear from them for a while. I don't know. Just not there. Just not happening.
Don't Bayley talk about Naomi, it.
No, it's not happening. Cry me a river. Bayley versus Naomi versus Tiffany Stratton. Triple threat match for the women's championship. This is one of those where I think Naomi would benefit from it more. But Tiffany Stratton is on such a hot streak right now, and that's pun intended.
Yeah, I don't know if they're ready to give her the belt yet, though. I mean, she just came up from NXT. I don't know if maybe they are. I just don't know if they're quite that high on her right now.
Well, they've had to reshuffle the deck. They've had to reshuffle the deck in light of that injury to Rhea Ripley. So things are getting moved around. It looks like they might want to give Liv another run with the other women's championship. With the women's world championship or whatever. But then I always think in the back of my mind, well, Charlotte's going to come back at some point. And this is a really good problem for this company to have. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
We've got this one.
But you got to handle it right. You got to handle it right.
You do. You do. But Tiffany Stratton has had just such a trajectory over the past, I don't know, 6 months or something.
Yeah.
She's unbelievable.
Well, she can go. I mean, she's athletic and
oh God, yeah.
Her promos are pretty decent. So
She's like the poster child of what you want in that company. She looks really good. She has a moveset and she can promo pretty well too. And there's room for improvement in all of that, but she's pretty good even right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She's definitely good enough to be on the main roster for sure. Now, that one pick at the end when they had the surprise person from NXT get called up and then they called up Kiana James. Did you see that one?
Was that the one where they all were kind of making statements and applauding her at the performance center and all that shit?
Yeah. I was trying to figure out what was going on, but I didn't figure it out till later because when I was watching, like I said, the sound was down. So I was trying to put two and two together, but I don't know. The reason I'm saying I'm just a little bit surprised that they chose her out of everybody to come up. I mean, she's okay. I mean, but I just didn't see anything that stood out, but I guess they did. And yeah, they probably know better. So, but I was just a little surprised.
Damian Priest's first title defense is against Jey Uso for the World Heavyweight Championship. That's another one. It's so soon after WrestleMania. I don't think anybody sees Jey Uso as a real contender for that championship. And you just don't think that, you know, Damian Priest is going to drop it that quickly.
Well, I don't think either him or Cody will.
No. But, I mean, you're looking for a good match. I think Jey Uso is going to give him a good match. Same thing with Cody and AJ Styles. I mean, there's, again, a sell, as they used to say, a sellout anywhere in the world. Who would not pay to see that?
No doubt.
By the way, Jim Cornette calls Okada O'Cody because he feels like he's the Japanese Cody Rhodes.
Never thought about that.
Yeah. Oh, Cody. Now, were you able to catch TNA? Cause you said they're on a roll. Were you able to catch them this week?
Yeah, I did actually.
Still enjoying it?
I still am.
I know that
I believe in Joe Hendry. Clap, clap.
Well, I know that they brought Sammy Callahan back, and you know that's kind of a big, huge red flag for me because I hate Sammy Callahan.
I'm with you on that one, brother. I don't have anything really positive to say about Callahan. He does zero for me. Zero.
There's just nothing going on there. But I'm not going to hold that against him so much because, I mean, you know, Nick Nemeth's there. I wish Nick Nemeth would have won the title over Moose Ojinaka. By the way, did you see the card they're putting together in Statesville?
Yes. I think it's
maybe tomorrow. Of course, we can't make it, and that's going to be the it's Brad Attitude teaming with Nemeth, right?
I think that's right. Yeah, I saw meet and greet, the pre-show meet and greet with Nick Nemeth was sold out, but he is going to stay afterwards to accommodate the people who couldn't get the pre-show. So
if they can't put Trevor Lee against Nick Nemeth together, if some promoter can't put that together, and God, if it could happen at freaking WrestleCade, that would be the bomb. That would be freaking
that is amazing. Such a WrestleCade match, though, man.
Oh, that
is
that would WrestleCade be like,
all over it.
That place, you talk about the roof just blowing right off of that joint. They would go crazy for Nick Nemeth versus Trevor Lee. And those
hell
guys,
yeah.
they could go for 60 minutes and have people just screaming. Oh my God. I'm already excited for November.
Yeah,
you guys watch. Trevor Lee Summer is going to be huge.
The Summer of Trevor.
It's coming soon. The Summer of Trevor is going to be a massive thing. Any other closing thoughts on another award-winning episode of Katie Vick is Alive Alive?
Let's see. TNA, I was going to say something about one of the matches coming up, but I guess it wasn't that important. One of the matches that is on Backlash, but I don't remember what it was now.
I do think that they've got a little momentum, but I wouldn't have seen it coming, especially right after they got rid of Scott D'Amore. I really would have been surprised if you would have told me that would have.
I know. I kind of feel bad for liking it so much after they got rid of him now, you know?
I kind of do too, but it is what it is, and they've got a decent product. They've got some good people there. We've always liked Jordynne Grace. I think Jordynne Grace is a hell of a worker.
Yeah.
She does a fantastic job.
I do too, man. She can talk on the mic. I mean, she's one of those that's kind of got it all. And you know, they have they've got a couple of negatives that we'll point out, like Sammy Callahan. I don't know the need to bring him back.
Yeah, I don't. This is the thing about the wrestling world that frustrates. He's like, really feels like, oh, there's a guy I need to pay money to.
I don't get that. But somebody sees something in it, so that, and that's fine. But there's some dud matches here and there in the 2 hours of Impact. But you know, so there's a couple of duds on AEW and WWE usually each week too. So I mean, you can look at it
for that real, way. Absolutely.
You know, but yeah.
Bryant is available for your social media pleasure on the X and on Threads and on Instagram. It's going to be Bryce Sports, BRY Sports, Stanley Jackson 23 on the TikTok. I am on Instagram at Real Britt Whitmire and also on Threads at Real Britt Whitmire. As always, we appreciate your support. Till next time, fans, we'll see you ringside.
Fans, that'll do it for this week. See you next week. And until then, so long for now.